Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Kalam and Aleph, Simin Zayin. So the Chayodim says, Noigen Shagabe or Hakana Mitzvahs, either the Gabe or the person who purchased the right to apportion out the mitzvahs. Sometimes they would sell it as a package. Some shuls do that nowadays when they sell aliyahs during the week. They'll sell it as a package. So the person buys the package. He owns the right to give out psicha, give out the aliyahs, give out the Hagman Galila, and he'll buy it for a small amount of money, as opposed to on Yom Tov, which each aliyah is sold separately. So a person who would do that, he would stand there by the bima as well. So besides the chazin, and besides the oila, you would have a third person there as well, the person who's giving out the liyas, etc. Kneshiyu gimel, and this way there's going to be three people standing there. So why is there a mile of three? So let's just give the background to this a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Dalet says the following, which is Yerushalmi, im hashatz roitzo levorach la'atzmoy melikrois, if the Balkare is also going to get the aliyah, star shiyamad acher etzlo, we need somebody else to stand there. Shekeshem shenit l'tara ayinei sarser, kachon asichem linog bo ayinei sarser. So Torah was given to Klal Yisrael through a intermediary, Moshe Rabbeinu. So when we are laying the Torah, there has to be the one who's giving it, which would be, as it were, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there'd be somebody who was there to sort of like be the intermediary, which is giving it over to the Tzibur. So that's what Yerushalmi says, and the Shulchan Aruch brings that down. Now, it sounds like from the Yerushalmi, and it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, that the only time we need to add another person is when the Balkare gets the aliyah. But in a case where you just have the regular aliyah, so you have the Balkare and you have the Oila, so the Balkare is, as it were, like one who's giving the Torah, he's reading it. Moshe Rabbeinu is sort of like the intermediary between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So the Oila is the intermediary. He's receiving it, as it were, and passing it on to the Tzibur. That's how the Shulchan Aruch seems to understand. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is what the Chayyadim is coming from. Our minhag is to have a third person there. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're only really need two people there. Our minhag is to have three people there. And it's based on a Masechta Soferim, that the Seferim says that there should be three people there. The Seferim says that it's not appropriate that he should stand there by himself. The Chazan stand there himself. He should have somebody on his right and somebody on his left. And then that would correspond to the three of us. That's the language that the Seferim says. So according to that minig, the way the Zervan presents it, there are some places that they actually have the Gabe standing on the left of the Bima. So you have the Chazan, the Balkare, is on the left side. You have the Oila on the right side. And then you have the Gabe, which is standing to the left of the Chazan. So the Chazan, the Balkare, is in the middle. And that's the appropriate way, according to the Masechta Soferim. Alternatively, some people actually have, our minhag is that the Balkari stands on the left side of the Shulchan, and the person who gets aliyah stands on the right. There is a minhag which is mentioned in some Svarim that was the other way around. So the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, he quotes a Sefer called Sefer Divrei Zikaron, which is published over 300 years ago. And he says that the minhag in Poland was that the Balkari would stand on the right and the Oila would stand on the left and the Gabai would stand on the right. So now you have the Oila on the left, the Gabai on the right, and the Balkari in the middle between the two. So he says, and that's appropriate because the right always is the more chashuv place to stand, and the gadol, when you see people, the gadol is supposed to stand in the middle. So you really have both those elements. He's standing to the right of the Sefer Torah, between the two people standing by the Sefer Torah, and he's in between the oila and the gabai, and that would put the gabai on the right side, but it would put the balkari on the right side as well, according to that. He explains an interesting Ramah with that, and we'll leave that for the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.